Purpose of Avos, we discussed last week how if you are looking for Reuven and you find Shimon, certainly you're not going to get upset that he's Shimon and not Reuven. So too, if you ask a favor from somebody and he says he's not able to do it, not to get upset. Obviously, he's not the right shliach. Then the Purpose of Avos switches it around and he says, similarly, if somebody asks a favor from you, your alasis is vakashasi b'choliboy, to try to fulfill his request wholeheartedly. I'm really making an effort. B'pnimiyusei means that even though no one's going to know how much of an effort you put into fulfilling his request, still try to do what you could do to help him out. When you get such an opportunity, and the person that's requesting is somebody that deserves your assistance, then do your shtadlus. Do what you could do, and then be b'teichen gadosh baruch hu. So you say that Rabbi Zalman says, with regard to somebody else's gashmius, then we don't say he should have yitochen, right? His gashmius is your ruchnius. You don't say right? Somebody comes to you asking you for help. He has tzedakah, he has to make Shabbos, he has to make Ra'ah. You should really have bitachon, you know. You should really, if you have bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he'll take care of you. Don't you know? If we're alive and you pareya and you start giving him a hostical terror. Your avodas Hashem is to help this person's gashmiyus. That's the. Ve'im elikim hoitiyus adover, Vob would say, I forgot who he said it from, he said that, it says, Miktas shvochei shel adam befanov. Why is a person only supposed to say Miktas Shvachay Shaladam Afanav and not Kulay? The Pashab Shat that we learn is Miktas Shvachay because you're going to say Kulay, so then he's going to become a Balgaiva. Imam Shbim Shabech, this person, Ad Lashamayim, he's going to become a Balgaiva. He says that's not the reason. You don't have to worry about him becoming a Balgaiva. Don't worry about him becoming a Balgaiva. The only reason is because it looks like Chanifus. You're being Mechanafim. You're looking up to him that he should be mechanef him, flattering him, and that's something which is usher. But as his, don't worry when you're giving somebody a compliment that all of a sudden he's going to become a balgaiva. You're doing what you have to do. You're being mechazik. You're being. V'imlekim hoyti es adover lapoel al yodoi v'asay say I'm terli hitiv lachirim. You're doing lekim al zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu assisted you to assist somebody else. So you're matzliach in what you tried to do. Then thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for it. V'imadover loyal abiyodoi. And if he wasn't successful in his endeavor, don't blame yourself. You put in your effort, don't blame yourself if you weren't matzliach, and don't thank yourself and make him thank you if you were matzliach. Thank your Ribbono Shel Olam that you were able to be mezakeh, you were able to help somebody else out. And if you weren't able to help him out, tell him, I'm sorry, I apologize, I wasn't able to help you out. Don't blame yourself. You did what you could do, and the rest is up to Ribbono Shel Olam. Then that ends off before we get to the Chavis Lavavis. So we'll leave that for next week, Mitzvah Hashem, for maybe 2 weeks. Next week is Shavuot, but he discusses the mitzvot, having bitachon with regard to mitzvot. You can't sit in your house and decide that I bitachon that I'm going to have a lulav and esrog. You have to make the riftig yeshadus. Before he discusses, the last aspect he discusses with interpersonal relationship, he says, how does one relate to people that are out to get him? He has a neighbor that does whatever he could to make your life horrible. He has a... What does such a person do? Everything which is negia to them, you should have be talking to Ribbono Shel Olam. And he should tolerate and everything that they embarrass him. And don't pay them back kefi their deeds. You know this? This is like Mamish, this is the first in Tamer Devar, that he's the beginning of Tamer Devar, how the Ramak starts off. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when a person is doing an Avera to somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that person, when he's doing the Avera, Mamash is the time he's doing the Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him the koyach to be murdered against him. He says it's tremendous. Same thing over here. A person is supposed to follow in the ways, it's supposed to emulate Ribbono Shel Olam. Even when a person did bad, you should be Mishalim Teva Tachazro. You know the Pasuk says, Mishalim Ro Tachazro. A yid is supposed to be mishalim toiva tachas ro. And even if the person is embarrassing you, al yigmalem kamasim, el yigmalem chesed, you should pay them back with kindness. Miyati imoim teir kimeit vicholtei. Do as much as you could to the best of your ability. The bottom line is to remember that anything that happens is totally in the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'Hashem yaseh oisam lemtzoi lavi loy nezek yadon isam lecham tzvus v'yachshir es atzmei zmaisav shuhikim lasis leilu kovro v'yitzchanan elekim v'yivakish melefon v'lachapar lavi nezav. And he should realize that if something is happening, somebody hits him, somebody embarrasses him, realize that obviously he's just a shliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam to give him a certain, give him the hezek, to give him the embarrassment. And the first thing, the knee-jerk reaction should be, is that, what did I do wrong to Ribbono Shel Olam? V'yachshid es atzmei v'zmaisav, you should be choshing yourself, that maybe shehu hiktim lasis l'lekavro, that you did something wrong, that the person did something wrong. V'yitzchanan elekim v'yivakish melefon v'lachapar lavi nezav. And the first thing you should be doing is, the Chazon Ish in Emunah Bitochen, he talks about this, he says you could really down up a person, his level of bitochen, in what is his knee-jerk reaction. What's his first reaction when something happens? Is he go running to help for other people? Does he turn to Ribbono Shel Olam? The first thing is the Shuas L'Kivisi Hashem. The first thing is to turn to Ribbono Shel Olam and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me out. Obviously, I'm doing something wrong over here. Help me out. Before pointing a finger to somebody else, before blaming somebody else, in the Chanami, the person did something wrong. He did something wrong to you. But Yodun Yisrael L'Chav Tzchus is the first thing. Zan L'Chav Tzchus. Megadlan Choy Valideh Chayv. Obviously, this guy's a Chayv. He starts screaming at the guy. You don't worry about his cheshbin. You worry about what's happening to you and between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. I saw a story from Yitzchak Zilberstein telling a story of, it was in B'nai Brak, I think it was right when you pulled into B'nai Brak, there's a lot of traffic over there and it made things a little bit better over the past years. But there was a fryer guy behind in a row of cars, and there was a younger man in the car in front of him. I don't know if he went around him, I don't know exactly what happened, but Kitzer, he wasn't moving. And the fry guy was extremely upset at him, and he was honking his horn. And because at one point he gets out of his car and he walks over to the single man, and I guess he starts talking to him, rips him out of the car, and starts hitting him. And the single man starts saying, succumb to me, I deserve it. It's because I obviously didn't have enough cover to my wife and to my and the guy's like, he doesn't know what hit him, but he keeps on hitting him. For sure, I didn't have enough cover to my rebbeim and to my in-laws, and that's why I'm getting it. The kid said, at a certain point, the guy realized that this is like a malach standing in front of him. He's going ahead and hitting him, and he's not going ahead and punching him back in the face, and he's taking the blame. Pashut, he didn't know what to do with himself. People started coming around, and he realized that the person in front of him is like the Haven of Mensch. He's not like Kitzer. He asked him for mechila. He asked him for, he says, what could I do? So he says, you know what you could do? Come to my house for Shabbat. Come to my house. This young man invites this guy who's slapping him across the face to his house for Shabbat. The kid says, sure enough, he comes to his house for Shabbat, and he sees what I miss. The Shabbat suit is, and he sees it. And sure enough, he's in his car. There's two things. There's first the way that he responded to what happened, and the second afterwards, even though he responded, he understood to go ahead and invite the guy to your house. That's like, you know, off the chart. The center, I was Makabal from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but he says, when a person acts in such a way, his enemies will turn into his friends. Like Shlomo HaMelech said, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is happy with the ways of a mensch, gam oyavav yashlim imoy, then even his enemies will make peace with him. And that's exactly what happened. That a person, this person, he was makabel everything, and he didn't take it out on this mensch. On the guy that was hitting him, wasn't a mensch. And he invited him afterwards to his house. Gam oyav av yashlim imoy. Sure enough, he made peace with him, and he was miskarev to him, he was chozer b'tshuva. And in a chanami, it's a tremendous darga. But that really is, that's really what the Chavetz Chaim is saying, is when it comes to the relationships with these people, you have to realize that obviously if something is happening, it's a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. In a chanami, it's Chaim Yankel that's carrying it out. It's Shimon David. It's somebody that you don't like that's carrying out this thing, this message. And who's he to carry me out? If in a chanami it was a bolt of lightning that came and burnt my arm to say her, but now that it was somebody else that did it, who could be that? Realize at the end of the day, in a chanami, there's no difference. It's a mindset they had. one of the Gedolei Rabbanim, maybe it was the Rebbe Yehuda, that somebody came to him with a shayla of treifas on a cow. He looks at the shayla, and he passed him. He says, it's a treifa. He says, I'm sorry. Kitzur, he was makabalid, and he went home. What could he do? A few hundred dollars down the, $1,000 down the tube, but what's coming on? Kitzur, a week later, he had some sort of machlekes with a different secher, and they came back to the Rav, and they, for his interim, the kids did a back and forth, and sure enough, this guy with the cow, that lost the cow, he lost again. He lost again. The first time was a trade, and this time he lost his interim. The kids, he starts screaming at the Rav, who made you a Rav in the first place? Do you know anything? Bakal, you opened the Bechesh and Mishpah, do you even know what's going on? What's that? Kitzur says, I don't understand. Last week you came to me with a cow, and it was thousands of dollars, and you lost the thousands of dollars, and you didn't say a peep. You took it and you went home. This is a small little dinter, if we're talking about a fraction of the amount that we were talking about last week. And you're screaming, ranting, and raving. There's lots of shots. He says, last week I wasn't fighting against anybody. But this week I'm against that guy. That guy! He's for sure wrong. There's no way that he's wrong. He's right and I'm wrong. At the end of the day, Batim, it's all from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's all, whether it's that guy or it's straight bolt of lightning from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's much harder to see it when it's a neighbor. It's much harder to see it when it's a spouse, when it's a friend or a foe. It's somebody that's there's a person behind it. But that's what they say, that it says when Mashiach comes, Pnei Adork, Pnei Akelev. Many different pshatim. One of the pshatim is they say, what's the story? A dog, when you hit the dog with a stick, the dog turns around and tries to bite the stick. It's not the stick that's hitting the dog. The person that's holding the stick that's hitting the dog. Pnei Adork, Pnei Akelev is that we don't look for the who's holding the stick. You have to look for who's holding the stick. And realize that's Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That should be the knee-jerk reaction is always the Shuas HaKivisei Hashem.